The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Rosh Hashanah, Daf Ches. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Ches Mud Beis brings a braisa. Tanya Idoch, we learned another braisa. Yoivel Hi, the Torah says the word Yoivel Hi. Ma Talmud Loimar, what is it coming to teach us? L'vishvinemar, because it says in the Pasuk, V'kidashna Mishnas HaChamishim. Yochel, I would think, K'shem Shemiskadeshes V'alachas Mitzchilasa, the same way the Kedusha begins right away in the beginning from Rosh Hashanah of Yoivel, Kach Mitzchadeshes V'alachas B'saifa. I would think that the Kedusha of Yoivel continues into the following year, the 51st year, until Yom Kippur of the 51st year. But al tamet, you should not think this is strange, that the Kedusha should go extra past the year of Yoivel, the Kedusha of Yoivel. Shari Mosif Mechol al Kodesh. We find such a concept that we add on, when there's a time that is Kodesh, we add on extra time to the Kodesh, from time that should be Chol, that should be not Kodesh, we add it on to the Kodesh. So maybe we think Yoivel should have this halacha as well, that we should add on the extra time until Yom Kippur of the following year. Tamulema, this we learn from the Pasuk, Yoivel hi shnas hachamishim, the only shnas hachamishim we should be mekadesh, or not mekadesh, any part of the 51st year. In any case, we see from this Gemara that there's such a concept of Mosif Mechol al Kodesh, that when it's time that's Kodesh, we add on extra time that's Chol, and we add it on to the time that's Kodesh. And the Gemara in Daf Tes is going to go on to bring all the drushes and the makaris, the sources from which we learn this halacha is derived. Now this halacha of Mesif Mechol al Kodesh applies to many different places in halacha. It applies to Shabbos, it applies to Yom Kippur, it applies to Shemitah, according to different shittas. The most common example, the most common manifestation of this halacha is Shabbos, that there's a concept of Tisefa Shabbos that we add on to Shabbos, both in the beginning and the end. Let us focus now on the halachas of Tisefa Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos in the beginning, that we start keeping the Kedusha of Shabbos a little bit before the night of Shabbos actually begins. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Siman Reish, Samach Aleph, Sif Beis, says as follows. Yesh Oimrim, some say, Shetzorach Lahoysif Mechol al Kodesh. You have to add on from Chol onto the Kodesh. Now the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch explained that this Yesh Oimrim, this is more or less the opinion of all the Rishonim, and the Rishonim say that Tosfos Shabbos, adding on to Shabbos is Deraisa, from the sources that our Gemara is about to bring on the Testament Aleph. The reason why the Mechaber says Yesh Oimrim is because, as the Be'er Lacha explains in Demaschei Yesh Oimrim, is because the Rambam argues on this. And the Be'er Lacha explains that even according to the Rambam, there definitely is an Inyan or a Mitzvah Midrabbanon to add on from Chol onto Kodesh. So even if it's not Deraisa, it's certainly Derabbanon. Rosh Hashanah hold the concept of Tosfos Shabbos is Deraisa. And this is that we have to add on before the time of Bein HaShemashos. Now the Mechaber personally is of the opinion that the Halacha is like a Bein HaTam, and that Bein HaShemashos begins about 58 and a half minutes after the time that we consider Shkia, and Seis HaKechavim is 72 minutes after Shkia, at least in the places where the Mechaber lived. And the concept of Tosfos Shabbos is that once you add on, during the time that we consider Bein HaShemashos, once you already start considering at least part of this time as Shabbos, I mean Mechaber Shabbos already then. Mr. Brewer says that many Shittas, the Levush and the Gra, they pass it not like this, not like a Bein HaTam, and they hold that Shkia is the time that we consider Shkia, which we generally refer to as Shkia, that Shkia, and Seis HaKechavim is sometime thereafter, possibly about 13 and a half minutes thereafter, and therefore the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos is to add on even before Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah says, this is how one should go. One should go with the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, of the Gra, and treat Shkia as the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore Tosfos Shabbos requires you to add on before that. The Aruch HaShulchan as well says that the Ikar Halacha is like the Shita of the Levush and the Gra, and therefore the beginning of Shabbos already, just in terms of Bein HaShemashos, is already by Shkia, and Tosfos Shabbos requires us to add on already before Shkia. Now there's one other Shita, there's the Shita of the Ireim and the Raivon. Most Rishonim and Achreim don't hold like this, but the Ireim is of the opinion that the time of Bein HaShemashos is actually before Shkia. That means when it comes Shkia, it's already night, it's not even Bein HaShemashos, it's not in between, there's no unsureness. We are sure that's already night. And Bein HaShemashos is the period of time about 13 and a half minutes, the period of 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. That means that the Tosfos Shabbos would require adding on more than these 13 and a half minutes before Shkia. And the question is, how long is this time of Tosfos Shabbos? How much time must we add on before before Bnei Shemoshes, which according to the way we paskin, it would be how much time one must add up for Shkia. And if we want to be machmer and do like the Yireim, which the some Achareinim, including the Mishnah Berurah, encourage us to do, how much time would we add on before the 13 and a half minutes? How much time should we add on? Now, in the Bir Locha, in Nisif, in Der Masra Ezazman, he says that we don't know exactly how much time has to be added for Tesef Shabbos. He has a diak in the Tesef on the Testament Aleph Vayos in the next Amad Rosh Hashanah, that that amount of time is less than the size of Bnei Shemoshes. Now, Bnei Shemoshes is 3/4 of a mil. That's about the 13 and a half minutes, the way, you know, the way we paskin. And the Tesef Shabbos is something less than that. So that means one might be adding on even a few minutes to this 13 and a half mil, or he might be adding on as much as 11, 12, 13 minutes to this 13 and a half minutes, but he would not have to add on more time than that. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the best is to be Mekabel Shabbos 30 minutes, 20 minutes, something to that effect before Shkia. This way, you're leaving 13 and a half minutes before Shkia for the Bnei Shemoshes of the Yireim, plus a few extra minutes, as much as 10, 15 minutes even, for Bnei Shemoshes, according to the Shita of the Yireim, that Bnei Shemoshes and Tosfos Shabbos all have to take place before Erev Shkia. Now, the halacha we don't have to do like the Yireim. It's something that the Mishnah Berurah encourages us to be machmir. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, in Erech Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadivov, he's writing a letter to somebody who came to him with a complaint that this person saw Rav Moshe getting into a car 13 minutes before Shkia. And this person said that's Marasayan, the people see Rav Moshe Feinstein getting into a car after Luchmenschen time, it's already getting close to Shkia. And Rav Moshe writes that there's no problem with Marasayan, because anybody who knows the halachas is aware, and he says that he seems to say that most people are aware of the halachas properly, that until 2 minutes before Shkia, there's no reason not to get into a car, because he's going with understanding that we're not mukhliyev to be chayshish to worry about the shita of the Yireim, and therefore Bnei Shemoshes begins by Shkia, and Tosfos Shabbos, Rav Moshe says, approximately 2 minutes before that. So he says that that Erev Shabbos Shkia was at 4:32. So Tosfos Shabbos would begin at 4:30, and until 4:30, we mutl l'chatchila for one to do malacha. Now Rav Moshe in a different place. This is in the Tshuva where he's ma'irich ba'ol d'inyonim of the zmanim of the times. This is in Erech Chaim Chelek Dalad, Siman Samach Beis. And there Moshe writes that there's different minhagim to be chosh for the Yireim, and that's why people are knowing to bachlich 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes before Shkia. And he says in our places, I don't know if he means in America or he means in our places in Europe, in Russia and Lithuania, where Moshe came from, he says the minhag was to bachlich 20 minutes before Shkia. And he says it's to be yitz all the shittas, to Mekayim, the Shita of the Yireim, and the Tosfos Shabbos. And the way Rav Moshe gets to 20 minutes, he says that since Bnei Shemoshes is the amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, now though in the Ikar HaDin we say that a mil is 18 minutes, but he says there are many poskim, the Shaar Tzion brings down that the Chok Yankov and the Vilna Gaon, they're of the opinion that the mil is 24 minutes, so 3/4 of a mil is 18 minutes. That means that according to the Yireim, Bnei Shemoshes begins 18 minutes before our Shkia. You add 2 minutes for Tosfos Shabbos, and now, once we eventually lift 20 minutes before Shkia, Rav Moshe says this was a minhag. And it seems that Rav Moshe is going that the halacha is that one does not have to be chosh for the Yireim, and there's no issue even of Maris Ayin to do malacha until 2 minutes before Shkia. However, the minhag of the Noshim, the minhag of the women was to bench lift 20 minutes before Shkia. They're Mahadah, they did extra, they did like the Shita of the Yireim, and the Shita of the Yireim has Bnei Shemoshes beginning 18 minutes before our Shkia, plus 2 extra minutes for Tosfos Shabbos. So now, we see from these two tshuvas of Rav Moshe, that the amount of time one must give for Tosfos Shabbos is 2 minutes, and that's sufficient for Tosfos Shabbos. Now others say that one must leave more time than this for Tosfos Shabbos. And the Sefer Kavitz Halachos from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, he says that one should make sure to add on from the Chol to the Kodesh at least 5 minutes before Shkia, to stop doing Malacha at least 5 minutes before Shkia, the Chachila to stop as much as half an hour before, like Mishnah Berurah mentions, but to stop, at the worst, to stop at least 5 minutes before Shkia. And on the bottom of the Haaretz, that's Rav Forsheimer, one of the senior Rabbanim in Lakewood, writes Haaretz on the bottom of the Sefer Kavitz Halachos, he says over there that Rav Shmuel told him that this Kabbalah comes from Yaakov Kamenetsky, from Shmuel's father. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said that one should stop doing malacha 5 minutes before Shkia. And Rav Forsheimer writes, they asked Rav Shmuel if a lady did not bench licht yet. Let's say a lady did not bench licht yet, and now it's already 5 minutes before Shkia, or it's less than 5 minutes before Shkia. Should she bench licht? Or because Rabbi Yaakov said that one should add at least 5 minutes before Shkia, not do malacha the last 5 minutes before Shkia, maybe it's too late and she should not bench licht anymore. And he writes that Rav Shmuel told him that he did not hear anything from his father about this shaila, but he would imagine that his father would say that's better that a lady should not bench licht. That's how chomer was, that's how siri was by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that one should not do malacha during these last 5 minutes before Shkia. Now this might not be entirely because of Tosfos Shabbos, this might also be because one must take into account that could be the clock is not accurate, could be the calendar that one looked up this man of Shkia on is not 100% accurate, it might be off by about a minute, but definitely does take into account Tosfos Shabbos, and because of Tosfos Shabbos, maybe with these other contributing factors, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was very strong that one should not do malacha during the last 5 minutes before Shkia on Erev Shabbos. Now, it's worthwhile noting that in America, most people bench lift. The minhag in general seems to be the bench lift 18 minutes before Shkiel. Although Rav Moshe writes about 20 minutes before Shkiel. In the Tshuvas Gvuras Eliyahu from Rav Henkin, he was one of the big poskim in America in the early years when during the war and after the war when people came over to America. He already makes mention of the minhag of 18 minutes. So it seems that already back then the minhag was 18 minutes. It's not clear if Rav Moshe was referring to in America or maybe where he came from in Europe that the minhag was to bench lift 20 minutes before Shkiel. But in regards to the halachic requirement of Tzeis v'Shabbos, it would come out that it's about not more than 5 minutes. If one's benching lift 18 minutes for Shkia and they're trying to work with the Shita of the Iraim, then it would seem that they're working at the Shita of the Iraim is mechayiv you to refrain from doing a lot of 13 and a half minutes for Shkia because of Ash Moshes, and one's adding an extra 4 or 5 minutes for Tzeis v'Shabbos. Now, we know that when a lady benches lift, unless she makes a tznai, when there's a tzarech, in general, when a lady benches lift, she is makava Shabbos then, when she benches lift, and she makes the bracha. As is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sof Yud, based on the Shita of the Bahag. Let's say a man wants to be makava Shabbos, or a lady, for some reason, wasn't makava Shabbos when she benches lift, it was necessary for her to make a tznai not to be makava Shabbos. How would one be makava Tzeis v'Shabbos and start Shabbos early? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, the Kom Chaf Aleph, says that it's generally done at a dibur. One says straight out that they're makava themselves, Tzeis v'Shabbos, they want to start keeping the Kedusha of Shabbos early. What if one does not do it, the peg, does not speak out, he wants to be Makabal Shabbos yet, but he wants to do Kabbalah B'leiv. In his mind, he wants to accept on himself to start keeping Shabbos now. So for that, the Mishnah Berurah sends us to Siman Tov Reish Ches, Siv Gimel B'Haga of Mishnah Berurah Shom. The Ramon Siman Tov Reish Ches, which is actually in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, talking about Yom Kippur, says that Yom Kippur B'leiv le'av Kabbalah. If one makes Kabbalah B'leiv, that he's starting Yom Kippur already, and in our case, would apply the same to Shabbos, it's not considered Kabbalah. It does not apply as if he started Shabbos and Yom Kippur already. And he sends it to look in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, where he says the same thing in regards to Tisha B'Av. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim sends it to the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and there the Mishnah Berurah brings about the Aruch Renim, the Bach, and the Gra, which are of the opinion that being Makabal, believe that is a good Kabbalah. If one decides in their mind that they're starting already in Kippur or Tisha B'Av, or in RK Shabbos, that is a good Kabbalah and is a way to start. So though it seems that one Lechatchila should be Makabal Shabbos, the pair with their mouth in order to Mekayim the Shita of the Ramal. If one was Mekabal Shabbos already in their mind, in their heart, they decide firmly that they want to be Mekabal Shabbos and they want to start keeping Shabbos now, the Kedusha of Shabbos, they should be very careful not to do Malach afterwards, because Mishnah Berurah definitely does work with the Shita of those Achrenim that believe the Kabbalah that's made in one's mind is an adequate Kabbalah and is a way to start Shabbos or Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av early. Now, so far we have been discussing a private Kabbalah. If a private person wants to be Makabal himself to start Shabbos early, since Tzeis v'Shabbos, the mitzvah of Tzeis v'Shabbos, which according to most Rishonim is Deraisa, says that one is required to start Shabbos early, we've discussed how many minutes before Shkia it must be done, whether 2 minutes there, Moshe says, Rabbi Yaakov says more like 5 minutes, and if one wants to be Chayshish for the Shita of the Iraim, like the minhag of the ladies when they bench lift, this be Chayshish for the Shita of the Iraim, it will be about 18 minutes or 20 minutes before Shkia. This is all what a private person does on their own or in their home when they bench lift in their house. There's also a concept of Kabbal Sibur, that a Sibur is Mekabal Shabbos upon themselves, even if it's before Shkia. The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dalet that after answering Baruch Hu Acha Anias Baruch Hu, even though it's still daytime, it already has new halachos of Shabbos, even though it's before Shkia, it's not even Banish Moshes yet. And the reason is because when the Tzibur says Baruch Hu, and they start Meirv of the Friday night Meirv, that's the way of the whole Tzibur being Mekabal Shabbos together. And then the Mechaber says, Lidon for us, saying Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. That's already like saying Baruch Hu in the times of the Rishonim. The Rishonim talk about Baruch Hu, the Mechaber, and Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch. He says that in his days, the minhag already was to say Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos before Baruch Hu, and that's already considered to be Mekabal Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Magen Avraham as saying that people have the minhag in the times of the Magen Avraham to do Malach after Mizmer Shir. They don't say Baruch Hu too much later. But the Mishnah Berurah says that was in the times of the Magen Avraham. In our places that we say Mizmer Shir right after we start Meiriv, that after Mizmer Shir it's already a Kabbalah of Shabbos, and afterwards you should not do any Malachas. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem One Acher, the Derech Chochma, and the place of the Seilu Chadoidi, and they finish Ba'ichala, that's a real Kabbalah Shabbos. And the same way that Baruch Hu, or after Mizmer Shir, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one can no longer do Malacha. After Luchadoidi, after saying Ba'ichala, one also may not do Malacha any longer. This expression of Ba'ichala actually comes from the Gemara, Shabbos of Kuf Yates, and Baba Kamen of Lamed Beis. Says Rav Chanina would say, "Boyu v'neitzei, let us come and go out." Likras the Greek Kala Malkasa, the Kala of the Queen, or Likras Shabbos Kala Malkasa. Rabbi Yanai Mesate the Koyi, who would put on his Shabbos clothing, he would stand up and he would say, "Boyu Kala, as if he was going out to greet the Queen. So when one says Vayikalo, they are going out to greet the Shabbos Malkusa, the Shabbos Queen, and in doing so they have been Makabal themselves Shabbos, and they may no longer do any Malacha. After saying Vayikalo, after saying Mizmashir, or after answering Baruch Hu, applies like the whole Tzibur, it's considered the whole Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos. And the significance of the whole Tzibur being Makabal Shabbos is that there's a Halacha that's from a Reish Samach Gimel. After the Halacha of benching lift, that with Halacha's Neiris, the Isha, the lady who benches lift with Makabal Shabbos, there it says, the Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Beis, that most of the Kav, most of the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos. Hamiyat Nimshach Machareh Malkarcha, there's a small group of the people who are not Makabal Shabbos, they weren't in shul, or they're sitting in shul, but they didn't answer Baruch Hu, they didn't say Mizmashir. They are Nigra, they have a set of Grera, a concept of Grera, they get pulled along by everyone else. If most of the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, they have to keep the dinim of Shabbos ready also. So much so that the next step in Sifrit Gimel, it says even a guest who comes to town has to keep the halachas of Shabbos, is the people in that city who are Makabal Shabbos. This is the power of the Tzibur being Makabal Shabbos upon themselves. Now, if there's more than one shul, in this city, Mr. Brewer says right away in Tzivkot and Aleph, one shul does not get affected by the other. And even if one shul is bigger than the other, if someone's dominating the smaller shul, they're not affected by the fact that the bigger shul is Makabal Shabbos, and they don't have to keep the halachas of Shabbos yet until their shul is Makabal Shabbos. Now, what about the people who usually daven in one shul? That means that if there's two shuls in the town, and someone usually davens in shul A, and shul A was Makabal Shabbos, and this person happens to not be in shul tonight, he's not feeling well, he's at home, he didn't go to shul, and he knows that shul B was not Makabal Shabbos yet, does he have to start keeping the halachas of Shabbos? Because his shul that usually davens in, that he's a member, he davens every week, Friday night, Shabbos day, his shul is Makabal Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss it, but our Chashulchan seems to be mashma that everyone has to go to their shul, although one shul is not affected by the other. But if one is a full member, a full participant in one shul, even if he's not in his shul that Friday night, once his shul is Makabal Shabbos with Luchadoidi, Baikalam, his Mashir Baruch, whoever they're Makabal Shabbos, he must start keeping the Hisirim of Shabbos as well. Ramosh and the Chuvan are Chaim Chilak Gimel Simulam Ches, it's not Mefurish in Ramosh, but mashma by Ramosh like that also. This is important to note that in the summer where some shuls make early Shabbos. Now there are some shuls that have two minyan, one for early Shabbos, one for late Shabbos. So then it's not considered as if the tzibur was Makabal Shabbos yet when the first minyan took place. But in a shul which only has one minyan, and they make quote unquote early Shabbos in the summer, once the shul was Makabal Shabbos, anyone who's a part of that shul davens there every week, he has to start keeping Shabbos, even if he did not want at that point to be Makabal Shabbos upon himself. There is a kula for Ramosha. Ramosha says that Chuvan Chilak Gimel Simul Amaches. He ends up with Tzarechin. He's not 100% sure. It seems he was ready to pass on this halacha. But he says that this whole halacha, that if the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos, everyone else has to go along with them. The people who aren't at shul go along with them. Is only if the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos because they want to be Makabal Kedusha Shabbos early. Or they want to make sure no one is Malacha to close the Shkia or after Shkia. Or they stam, they want to add on to Kedusha Shabbos. But if the reason why they're Makabal Shabbos early is out of convenience, because they want to eat the Suda Friday night at a normal time to eat dinner, they don't want to have to eat so late at night, that's not concerned as if the Tzibur is Makabal Shabbos and they want to make a Kedusha Shabbos early. It's out of convenience that they decide to daven Maariv early and start off Shabbos, that they can eat the Suda, they can go to sleep at an earlier hour. And then Ramosha wants to say that it could be the people who are not in shul do not have to keep Shabbos together, do not have to keep the early Shabbos together with the Tzibur that was Makabal Shabbos early. If there's more than one minyan in the shul, that we already said, that even if one usually davens for the early Shabbos minyan, if for some reason this week they want to be Makabal Shabbos late, they're not affected by the fact that the early Shabbos minyan was already Makabal Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.